yell a crooked neck vegetable.
You were talking about the squash?
What do you call them?
Now, not all crooked neck, my dear. I know my son had squash up in his garden some years ago, and I never saw so many squash in all my life, and different kinds. I didn't know there was so many.
Are there different names for them? Or?
Yeah, they're all named, and he has a beautiful book on them that's worth quite a bit of money. It has one that is a sultan. It looks like a sultan's crown. It's marvelous. You ought to see it.
What do you call the white, flat kind of squash?
The white, I just call them a white, little white squash.
Uh-huh. And a big thing you make pie out of at Thanksgiving?
Pumpkin.
Okay. What different kinds of melons are there?
Well, we have watermelon and cantaloupes is a type of melon, and then they have the little, that little sweet melon. What is it? They call it something.
Do you ever hear muskmelon or mushmelon?
Yeah, mushmelon.
How's that different from a cantaloupe?
I really don't know. They're pretty similar. They're similar. It's
uh-huh.
just another type of cantaloupe.
What's a little umbrella-shaped thing that grows in the woods or fields after it rains?
Oh, are you talking about, we used to call them toadstools, but they're, what do you call it? Mushrooms.
Okay. And the kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob, you call that?
You mean little sweet corn?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear that called roasting ears?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
What's the difference?
They're all the same, only, of course, there's a little sweet corn is tender and all than the others, and roasting ears.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there's different types of corn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because I know my son raises two different kinds. And there's old field corn
mm-hmm.
that gets real hard that they use to feed the stock with. But you can pull it when it's tender and eat it. We used to take it with the husks on it and take newspaper and wet it and cook it in the coals, and it's delicious.
What
you know, pull it when it's tender.
What do you call the stringy stuff you take off it?
The silk.
Mm-hmm. And the green stuff on it is the?
Shucks.
What's the difference between the husk and the shucks?
Same difference.
Okay. What about the thing that goes at the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel?
And something people smoke would be
tobacco.
Uh-huh. They smoke it in the form of what?
Well, you can have tobacco, cigarettes, and cigars, or what have you.
And say if someone offered to do you a favor, you might say, "Well, I appreciate it, but I don't want to feel
obligated to you."
And if someone asked you if you were able to do something, you'd say, "Sure,
I'll be glad to."
Or if they ask you if you're able to, you say.
Sure.
I
just say sure.
Okay.
Sure, I'm able to.
And if you weren't able to, you'd say, well, I'd like to, but I just...
Don't think I'm able.
Okay. They say, can you do it? You'd say, no, I...
No, I don't believe I'm able. I don't believe I'm able to do that for you.
Say if someone asked you about sundown to do some work, you'd say, well, I got up to work before sunup and I... What all I'm going to?
I don't know. I worked all I'm going to.
Do you ever say I done worked or I done in work?
No. No, that's obsolete too.
And